is KOUGH. That's Walt up in Hendersonville. Walt, I believe this is the first time you checked in with me. Well, you're every night at 9 o'clock, a different net controls station each night. And tomorrow night, Mr. Gary, KI4 DOS, he'll be calling the net. And after the roll call, he has a swap meet for if you want to buy, sell, or trade anything to do with radios, be sure and check in. And I like that name, Walt. That's the same as mine. I once lived up in Landham, and my next-door neighbor, his name was Walt, and his son's name was Walt. And then the guy back up in the back of us, his name was Walt. And we'd get out there pitching horseshoes and never know who they was calling up the pitch. Anyway, glad to get you checked in, Walt, and happy Thanksgiving. Go ahead.
Out. KK4 FTU. Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform. KK4 FTU. Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Mr. Richard, over in Slabtown. KK4. Boy, I'm getting some strange call signs tonight. I know I checked in, but I don't remember that call sign, Richard. But I appreciate you getting checked in, and happy Thanksgiving. One last call. Alpha 3 Delta, please call K4 OIM or net control. And I'm Gary busy. He ain't checked in yet. He'll come in here in a little bit, maybe. All right, we're going to move it up to the very patient group tonight. B through A, check out through hotel. If the first letter of the suffix you're going to call begins with the letter B through H, please call K4 OIM or net control.
K4 OIM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Walt. And would you also please check in, Chris, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, by radio, or, sorry, by phone, relay.
I'll do it, Patrick. We got Mr. Patrick, that was him right there, KO4HKX, and Patrick is up in Penrose, and he brings along Chris, KO4QLG, and Patrick, I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. I've got one planned. I'm going to up above Charlotte for Thanksgiving to see my stepson. They say a man can't love his own kids like his stepkids like he does his own. I'll tell you what, I love mine and they love me, Patrick. Anyhow, appreciate you checking in and get Mr. Chris checked in, Patrick. Anybody else, E through H, please call K4 OIM or net control.
Net control. I know I'm out of turn, but I don't have long on the radio. This is KI4DTY. This is Daniel in Taylor's, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and you can mark me in and out. Thanks.
For OIM. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, all. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and safe traveling, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Call me for Fox Hall Jake. Well, I just had to use the old-time World War II phonetics on that one. Anyway, this is Gene and Taylor's, and negative and negative, and Walt, I appreciate your comment about your love for your stepson. That's all I have. Over.
After you come back with that call sign again, you kind of tripped me up on that one.
Okay. W4 Fox Tau Jig. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Over.
That's W4FHJ. That's Gene over in Taylor's. Are you, 419, or are you inside the heat?
I'm not portable tonight. No, I'm inside. I'm too cowardly to go out to my tent tonight.
I got that set of, that tri-band beam laid out there in the front yard on my grandson's trampoline. And I just can't bring myself to go out there in that cold. I'd rather stay here and, in the shack and drink coffee. Thank you for checking in, Gene, and I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. Alphabet once. So, now we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to get checked in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Walt. 73.
P-check.
OIM. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic notes you tonight. And, Patrick, you sounded good on the sideband net.
Recheck. This is Daniel, KI4DTY. Not sure if you got me or not, so I wanted to double check.
I didn't call your name. I'll get you first right here, Daniel. Thank you for coming back and bringing my attention to that.
Control check in, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5 WLL, Leroy and Taylor's, negative, negative. Good evening, you all on that, 73, KA5 WLL, clear.
Oh, I am. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, and no traffic, no comments.
Oh, I am. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
First we got up is KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel over in Taylor's. Thank you, Daniel. And then KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up in Candler. Thank you for checking in, Harry. Hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving. Then we had W4FHJ, that was Gene inside in the heat tonight over in Taylor's. Then KG4JIA, that's Mr. Dennis, he's over in Gaffney. Then KI4DOS. That's the man himself, Mr. Gary. He will be at your net control station tomorrow night. And Gary always has the swap net portion after the net. So if you want to buy, sell, or trade anything to do with radios, be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow night. Gary's over in Easley, and he brings along his sweet little pride and joy. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, and they are over in Easley. What kind of cake is she cook for Thanksgiving, Gary? I might be over. You might have a surprise visitor. And then, K-A-5-W-L-L, that's Mr. Leroy, and he's over at Taylor's. Thank you, Leroy. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. Glad to get you checked in tonight, Mr. Kurt. And then KO4JKB, that's Duncan. I was wondering when you were going to get in here, Duncan. And Duncan's up in Nashville. Thank you for checking in, Duncan. All right. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu. You want to get checked in, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Control. 04 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith, Columbus. Just check me in and out, Walt.
Echo Foxtrot.
Hotel Foxtrot.
That's right. Keith, I'll get it straightened out here in a minute, Keith.
AI4DOS.
Go ahead, Jerry.
No cake, pumpkin pies.
I was down at Sam's Club, and I bought a pumpkin pie, Gary. That's the biggest pumpkin pie I ever seen in my life. It had to be at least 18 inches in diameter, and it looked like it's about an inch and a half thick. And I had it in there in the freezer. Gonna save it to take to Charlotte up to my stepson's Thursday. And I got in there this morning fixing my grandson some breakfast. And there was that pumpkin pie box in the refrigerator, thawed out. And Gary, they went but one little bitty slice of it left. My daughter found that thing and got a hold of it. It'd been taking it to work with her and sharing it with her friends, Gary.
Well, I'll let you go on with Jeanette. You said something about cake, and I just thought I'd let you know she made pies instead of cake.
I found a cake somewhere. Let me get checked in. KE4. ZHF, that's Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. It's cold here on the lake, Keith. I'm down here on Lake Bowen. I-26 is right in my backyard, and it's showing 30 degrees right now, and it ain't even started getting cold. So I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving up there in Columbus, Keith.
It's about a little bit warm here. Go to the mountain right now. So he'll get down to you before tonight's over. G4ZHL, back to the net.
It's always cooler down here next to the water. I bet you I can go up to the hill up there to Highway 11 or 11 crosses. It ain't a half a mile up there. And I'll bet you there'd be 10, maybe 15 degrees warmer up there than it is right down here at the water. But I get through with this. I done put an extra blanket on my bed tonight. And after I close the net out, I'll take my migraine headache pills, and I guarantee you I'll go to sleep. Thank you for checking in, Keith, and happy Thanksgiving. Anybody else, any letter at all, A through Z, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Walt, have you checked EchoLink?
I went to it, Stephen. I just thought about it. I've been thinking about that announcement that Dave gave about Robert. Man, I hate that. But EchoLink station and EchoLink station only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Walt, this is KA4PQA in Greenwood. I've been waiting for about a half hour here on EchoLink to check in. Walt, if you will, finally, please check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Walt, to yourself on the net. And I would like to wish each and every one of you on the net, including yourself, Walt, a very happy Thanksgiving. KA4PQA.
Stephen, KA4PQA, and Stephen's down there in Greenwood. Stephen, I apologize for not going back earlier and checking Echo Link, but I've had this stuff about Robert passing away today on my mind since Dave announced that. Again, I apologize, and I hope you and Miss Jennifer have a happy Thanksgiving, Stevens.
Affirmative, Walt. I did send two text messages on Echo Link text, but apparently you didn't see them. But Walt, like I said, I've been waiting. I've been sitting here waiting for about probably 20-30 minutes to check in. But you never once recognized Echo Link station, so that's the reason why I said that, Walt, KA4PQA.
The time you own Echo Link at the net control station, don't think to go back to it. Just go ahead and break in there and you call and give your call sign, your name, where you at, and tell them you're checking in by way of Echo Link. Again, I really apologize for not going back and looking at that, but I'll start paying more attention to that, Stephen. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Anybody else, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Yankee. My name is Misher, Mike, India, Sierra, Hotel, Echo, Romeo. I'm north of Burnsville, North Carolina at 5,000 feet. I appreciate it, and I'll be negative, negative. Thanks.
Richard, W4FY, and I believe he said he was mobile up around Burnsville. Be safe out there on the road, Richard, and hope you and your family have a very happy Thanksgiving. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. Nothing heard. This is K4OIM. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all that checked in. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the right view portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between the right views. Like I got anybody up for comments tonight. They might have said comments and I didn't mark it. Anybody out there with any comments for the net tonight, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, KU4JKB. I got a question. I know Tuesday nights is a good night for new hams to have questions, and I'm definitely a new ham, even though I got my ticket just about a year. So I'm planning to take my general test on the 4th, next Saturday, down at Marion. But I always put the carriage in front of the horse, and I'm already shopping for radios and antennas. And I'm stuck between the Yaesu FT891 and the ICOM 7300. And, you know, I'm open for other things. But I'm wondering about my antenna situation since I don't have a lot of room to put up a dipole. I'm looking at a vertical. So I'm looking for recommendations for small spaces.
No, I just sold a four-band vertical. The only problem with the verticals that I had was running the radials on the thing. And getting them, the more radials you got, the better the vertical is going to work, because that vertical is just half the antenna. The ground rails of the other half. And that Hustler 4-band I had, a ground plate to it, you could attach 64 radials to it. and they recommend that you cut the radials a quarter, I believe it was a quarter wavelength, but that's still pretty long on, say, on 80 meters. And you lay them out like a spokes in a wagon wheel, and I highly recommend it that you bury them, get them underneath the grass, so that's all. You could take a pick and scratch out a line. All you need to do is just barely get them under the ground so that you don't get a hold of them with a lawnmower when springtime comes. But that's about the only personal I've ever fooled around with. Larry, you still out there? Could give him some help on a vertical?
K4OIM, KK4JBQ. Walt, I think that's mighty fine advice. If you have a vertical, just expect that it will work a lot better with a radial field. And your experience with, did you say it was a Hustler, is common. Manufactured antennas usually require that you install a radial field that's appropriate to the bands that the antenna is good for. And that's good advice. KK4JBQ. Comment?
K4OIM, KC4EZN. Couple of things to think about, Duncan. One of them, don't know your yard size, but take a look at an elevated vertical. You're still going to have radials, but you can raise them above the ground. I used to have one, worked really well, and the problem is that the limb of the tree that the limb was on that the antenna was hanging from fell over in Tropical Storm Fred, so I no longer have an elevated vertical. But I had it high enough above ground that I could ride my lawnmower under it, and I only had four radials. And then the other thought, and again, this depends on how much yard you've got and where the trees and things are, and the other thought is take a look at an antenna called a DX Commander. They're made in England. You can order them, and it is a multi-band vertical, and the gentleman that has designed that antenna has spent some time working with radials, and you still have to have them, but he has found that place of diminishing returns where they aren't quite as long as most of us think they have to be, and you still got to have, I think, at least two, preferably four for each of the bands. But that's two things to look at, and the size of your yard and where your trees are and things like that are going to have to figure in all of that. So basically, you know, what Walt was saying, if you're using a quarter-way vertical in a ground field, yeah, that's the way to do it. But there are some other alternatives out there, and you're just going to have to look till you find one that fits your location. We'll turn it back to you, Walt, K4OIM, KC4ECN.
JBQ, recheck.
Go ahead, Larry.
Just occurred to me, a vertical dipole is possible. Now just picture a dipole in your mind and turn it vertical. You'll have to get some heights on that, of course, because it will have to be a half wavelength high with quarter wavelengths on each side of the feed point. And you should extend your coax from the feed point perpendicular to a vertical dipole for about one half wavelength before you take it closer to the ground and into the shack. But that will work also, a vertical dipole. KK4JBQ.
Freezing in. Larry just opened up another line of thinking here. Duncan, when you're out on the internet, Google And listen to this carefully. Google how to feed a pole tenna. That's exactly what I said. How do you feed a pole tenna? This is a vertical dipole like Larry was talking about that started out its life as a flagpole. You buy it at Home Depot. It is an off-center fed dipole, and the gentleman who did the work on that, I think it's either W6NBC or N6NBC. I think it's W6NBC. John Portune lives out in California, and he does some really interesting, in my book, weird antenna. But I actually have an antenna like that that I made out of tent poles. It's 20 feet long, and I have worked, believe it or not, with that antenna, the 5 Tango 5 Papa Alpha in Mauritania, Africa, on 12 meters with that antenna. Some days it works really, really well, and some days it's not even a dummy load, but it will sit on the ground in your yard and not attract a whole lot of attention. Again, you get some really good ideas here, Duncan. You just have to look and see what fits your yard, but don't exclude anything in the very beginning. We'll turn that back to you. Appreciate you saying that, Larry, because I had forgotten that. It's sitting out in my yard now. I don't have it hooked up, but I have used it, and when it works really, really well. And it's made out of 3/4-inch diameter tent poles. Back to you, Walt, K4IOM. I want to call you Sid's call, but it's not. KC4EZN.
Harry, thanks for the input. And Duncan, 10, 15, 20 meters dipoles, they are relatively short. I got a 20-meter double bazooka, and it seems like I believe it's less than 28 feet long. And that thing really works well. And 6 meters is even shorter, I think. Both legs of it ain't over 6 or 8 feet long. I think 10 meters is about 16 feet. But you get that, General, you'll enjoy building an experiment with antennas, Duncan. You got any other questions, Duncan?
That was a good bit of information. Thanks so much, Harry, and Walt, and Larry. So I wrote down the bazooka antenna and the vertical dipole, and also how to feed a tenny. I'll read it better tomorrow. But, yeah, my backyard is very small. I kind of live on a raised thing. I'm almost like a 1.5 or second floor type of situation. I have a big deck. And the way I can talk to you guys is I have great southern exposure. I can see Mount Pisgah. And if I had a telescope, I could see Caesar's Head. But I've been looking at the Buddy Pole Pro, which is a antenna that I'm probably just going to get, but it seems to suit my needs. But yeah, I'll look into all these other things, and I really appreciate all the input, because I really will look it up, because I'm wanting to, I don't know anything. I don't want to waste my money somewhere, so I appreciate all the feedback so much. KO4JKB.
Go ahead, call me.
This is KO4 UGH. This is Walt. I've been listening in. Coincidentally, I took my general about a month ago, and a couple of weeks before that, the technician, and I did a lot of research on both the ICOM and the AZU, and I ended up landing on the 991 only because of all the bands it has, so it kind of fit the bill for that. One of the club members where I took the test loaned me a J-pole, so that's how I'm talking on the 2 meters tonight. But I've also been doing the same thing, struggling with what to do about HF antenna. And I'm familiar with all the ones that were mentioned shortly ago. And I keep coming back to this one called the Diamond BB7V, Bravo Bravo 7 Victor multiband. It doesn't have radios, and it's saying that it's resonant on all channels. So I'd be interested in some experienced advice on that particular antenna.
Help you on that one, Walt. Anybody else, Larry or Harry, could help him out about that Diamond antenna?
BZN negative on that, Walt. Walt and Walt, yes. Where I'm at, and my one of the there's two or three ways to think about antennas, and Walt number two is in the situation where my thinking is driven more by your location. I'm a little bit familiar with where Duncan lives, and he has a very small footprint, and a vertical is one way to look at it, and using the buddy poles another way, especially when you're looking at 20 meters and on up, because those are not physically large. But I'm more into wire antennas, so I can't add much to the commercially made vertical antennas. Just do your research and My one observation, I think, is they tend to get expensive because to make all of that work, the people that designed those antennas had to do some really interesting things to make it all work, and that drives the cost up a little bit. But then again, if that is your best choice because of your location, then that's the way you go. We'll turn that back to you, Walt. I think I told you just about 20% more than I know right now, so I'm going to quit. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. K4RE, KC4EZN.
Like you, you buy them factory-made antennas, they get kind of pricey, and you can build about any kind of wire antenna you want for less than $20, not counting the coax feed line, but where you can feed it with regular cable TV wire if you're going to run it through a tuner and all. But I very seldom buy a store-bought antenna or order one. I did order this double bazooka. I think I gave $39 for it. And it was tuned 40, 20, 15, and 10, and 6 meters. And Duncan, if you go with the ICOM 7300, it's got a really good tuner in it. And myself, I'm running a Yaesu FT950, and I had bought an external tuner, that big MFJ roller inductor, that's good up to full legal limit, 1500 watts. And I got it listed on the swap net for sale because I don't need it. The automatic tuner in the radio tunes something in like that. If you get it fairly close to resonance, and about any 40-meter antenna resonate on 15, I believe it is. But with a good tuner, like the ICOM's guy and the Yaesu's guy, I imagine the Kenwoods are just as good. Don't think you got to buy a separate antenna for each band you're going to talk on, because that radio, it's pretty good now at tuning a piece of wire in and making the radio think it's resonance.
For KO4 JKV, I appreciate that, and yeah, I've been I've been eyeing the 991, so I mentioned earlier, and I'll check out the 950, but I'm sure I probably can't afford that one. But about 3 months ago, I got a SDR dongle and threw out a wire out my window facing the south, about 60-foot wire, and that's the first time I actually looked at a waterfall, knew what it does. And I know what lower side band, upper side band looked like, AM and digital and FM. And I get up and I just put my headphones on and listen and tune in. My wife walks in the morning like I'm crazy. But yeah, great hobby. And and thanks for all the input. And I hope to, I'm going to take that test next Saturday. So I got all the notes and. Yeah, great net, and thanks for all the input. KO4JKB.
A 50-foot of random wire throws out the window. If you got a good ground, that, whether it's ICOM or YASO, it might tune that random length of wire to work on all the bands. I know it will work on several different bands, I guarantee you.
I hear that, I'll keep that information in my arsenal. And you know, the reason I got into radio is just to, you know, be more aware of what's going on, and to hear what's going on locally and further. And it's just been really funny. Just this last weekend, there's a bit. I guess they call it the sweepstakes contest. And from North America and Canada, the sweepstakes, I guess, is a DX contest. Maybe that's not the right term, but I was just had my headphones on and just going through, you know, 10 meter, 15, 12, 20, 40, and just listening to everything I could, and had QRZ open up on the other side, seeing how far they were. I'm hooked. KO4JKB.
This is well too. Duncan, I can sure feel your pain because I've been going through the same thing, trying to figure out the antenna thing. I picked up a lot of good advice tonight just listening to these more experienced hams, and I'm going to probably lean towards that wire antenna. The reason that I kind of shifted away from it is because of the wildlife that seems to run around our backyard, and I didn't want a bear or deer or something getting all tangled up in the wire. That was one of my concerns. I have somewhat of a similar situation. I have an elevated large deck in the back, a sloping backyard, and we're facing west, and I can look over and see the parkway. So I'm kind of dealing with the same thing. One thing that's kind of helped me out is the place where I took my two exams was in Arden, and it was the WCARS, Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society, and I got a lot of help and advice from the experience and the members of this club. So if you have an opportunity, along with these nets, to get into one of the clubs, they're going to pick up a lot of experience and a lot of advice, and that's where I've been able to kind of move a little bit quicker than I probably could have just surfing the net.
Yeah, and I have my ear to the ground, and this is KO4JKV, and I'm always, I'm always listening to this repeater and anything, even when I'm on the SDR, just listening to people on HF. I have pen and paper. I'm wanting to know what they're doing. But like a lot of people know already, I live in a box with not much property, and I'd like to do HF. I don't want to talk to Italy, but I'd like to talk to Texas. That'd be kind of nice. So, I've been looking at the Buddy Pole Pro. I get outdoors a lot. I'd like something to take, do maybe soda stuff, and that'd be good. So someday I'll have a permanent residence. That'd be good. That's why I put up, big dipoles that can really, kick out the jam. But, yeah, man, and this is the most I've ever talked, you know, on the radio. So this is another first. But, yeah, thanks again. I'm still hanging out. Someone wants to talk antennas and radios for the first time, you know, when you get to general. The best antenna, best radio. KO4JKP.
I'll give a quick check here. Have I got anybody out there that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, this is K4ROW. Just came in and turned the radio on, didn't realize what time it was. No traffic, no round table. Richard and Greenville, Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey.
Looks like you have a really good net going, sir. I'm running late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike and the location is Simpsonville. Sounds like a good net. I'm running a little bit late, too, and didn't know if y'all were in the rag chew portion or if y'all were doing that post-net net that you've got going on, Walt. But either way, good to hear you, my friend. No comments, no traffic other than that tonight. 73, Walt, to you and everyone on the net.
All right, did you say you was in Simpsonville?
At Simpsonville tonight.
Okay, 4HR, my buddy Mike, I was out in Simpsonville. Yeah, we into the drag chute part, and don't matter. Just glad to get you checked in anytime. Even if I've sent the net report and we still on here talking, I can always go back and amend my net report, no problem at all. So thanks again, Mike, and I wish you and your family a very happy Easter. Anybody out there with any comments, please call K4OIM or Net Control or Duncan or Walt. If y'all want to stick around and talk a little bit, I'm here.
Oh, I am. This is KO4JKB. Hey, Walt, if you've got to secure the net, go ahead. I'll hang around for sure for a little while.
Last call here for the right to you before we go into the round table. Go ahead and send my net report in. Anybody else, Alpha 3 Zulu, want to get checked in to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net? Please call K4OIM or net control.
Well, did you catch me while ago? Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Greenville.
Sure did, but I didn't call you out. Thanks for bringing that back. That's K4ROW. Buddy over at Richard over in Greenville. Thanks for coming back, bringing that to my attention, Richard. Hope you and your family have a very happy Thanksgiving. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. At this time, I'll go ahead and send my net report in. W4DJW, you still by the radio? Walked away. I'll go ahead and handle that piece of traffic he had and count it in here. So at this time, I'll send my net port electronically. This is K4OIM. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With my thanks for all that checked in tonight, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. Good night. God bless. And have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Go for JKB. Yeah, you gonna get used to talking on that radio. excuse me. Yeah, you gonna get used to that little hand, Mike. Go ahead.
With somebody, but I guess it's just me. I looked over my shoulder, there's no one there, but this is KO4JKV. And yeah, it was a really good experience talking about antennas because, like I said, my wife thinks I'm crazy looking at YouTube videos every night. And even when I'm at work, I'm looking at antennas and radios. But even when I'm able to hear what's going on in the HF frequencies, if there's a new general, just new budding general, is the 160 through 10 meters, that whole span, important? Or what are the best bands to focus on? That's probably a dumb question because I'm new. KO4JKP.
160, there's not that many people on it, and it takes such a huge antenna, and it's mostly per night. And then you take 80 meters, you can get out pretty good on it. I'd say 1,000 miles or so during the daytime, and it's better at night. Yeah, I don't ever get on 60 meters because that's just little bitty chips you get in. You got to be careful in there because you're sharing that band with all kind of other people. You'll end up where you ain't supposed to be. But 40 meters, it don't take that long of an antenna. And usually a 40-meter antenna, it will tune up on 80 meters. And that's a night time, and just for, you can get distance out of it at night, but just local for during the day. Say, well, when I say local, I check into the South Cars Net. In the morning, they start at 8 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and it's not unusual at all to talk down in, all the way down to Key West, and all the way up to Maine, and out to Illinois, and sometime Indiana and Kansas. But then when you get down to 20 meters, yeah, during the day, it is worldwide. And that, if I had this thing flipped over, I could tell you. But I know that 20-meter antenna can't be over 24 foot long, and it's fed right in the middle. And it's worldwide during the day and at night. Then you go down to 15 meters. That's even a shorter antenna, and it's primarily for daytime use. 10 meters, which is opening up now thanks to the sunspot cycle. It is worldwide day and night. And that antenna, I don't think, is, seem like 16 foot long. And then the lower you go in the bands, the shorter the antennas get. 6 meters is opening up now. It's worldwide communications. And I know that thing ain't over 12 foot long. I got a brand new one laying out here on the ground. I hadn't got put up yet. And I got that 20-meter double Zatucha out here on the ground. I ain't got put up yet. But my daughter just bought this place about 7 months ago. And been trying to do yard work and everything and get me a little porch built on my shack out here. But wire antennas work fine. But you got to have yardage to get, say, 80 meters or 160, but usually a 40-meter wire tuned 80. That's all I can say about that, but they tell us, if you build them yourself, but they are cheap as they can be to build, darkened.
RDI. But I can't remember the exact frequency of it, but on 10 meters over here in Oconee County, somewhere between 28.3 and 5 at around 7.30 or 8 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, they have a net over here in Oconee County over here. They do. I've heard them talk about it. I don't have nothing resident for 10 minutes to allow me to check in on it. But I've heard them talk about it. Some of them is over in Oconee County, South Carolina. And as far as other things on HF goes, for your information, Duncan, on 20 meters and 40 meters, you got the, when the hurricanes are really hopping and around, you got 72.68 on 40, 14.325 on 20 meters for the hurricane watch net. And also on 20 meters, you got 14.300. That's the maritime mobile net. And on 75 meters, boy, I know I've heard Walt check in some. Heard him on here on 718 when he checks in there some. You got the South Carolina single sideband net, which is a traffic net, that during the hurricane back in, when it was 1989, where it was active for 4 days straight, was normally about a 30 or 45 minute net, traffic net. KI4LZI.
LZI, this is KO4JKV. Thanks for the information. And I talked to you before, and you gave me some good insight on, you know, antenna things and placement and things like that. And, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm new, but I'm wanting to, you know, ham radio is not cheap. And I want to, you know, put my money where I think it is, but Walt, you were just saying that a lot of traffic is in the 40 meters and 20 meters. I saw that in the contest. I really don't know, because there's a lot of local traffic. If I'm going to buy in it, what's your favorite band? That's my question to you. For Walt and Andy, what are your favorite bands? KO4, JKB.
I'd have to say about everybody's, I guess, if you had to pick one band, would be 40 meters, right, Andy?
Well, LZ, got one thing you got to remember, Walt. I'm not doing a lot of operating. I do a lot of monitoring and receiving, but because of this power line issue, I don't get to do a lot of operating. So, as far as HF goes, I guess 75 and 40 both, because the first receiver I had was an old HR-10B. It was only AMCW that I got in, was it 1976, 78, somewhere in that range, and there was a group of hams on 7290 back at the time that I used to hear on AM a lot on 40 meters. They're all now silent keys, but they kind of what got me hooked and being interested in HF. KI4LZI.
Hey, Andy, did you hear that announcement that Dave made tonight?
84RM being a silent key.
That totally shocked me, Andy. I was just talking to Robert, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had called the net on Monday night in place of Wendy. And I asked him, I said, man, you ain't getting on the air like you usually are. And he said he'd been working a lot. And he's going to try to get back on the air more often. And man, about 3 weeks later, here he is dead, Andy.
LZI, He worked for a radio conglomerate. I know I listen during the day sometimes when I'm not listening around here. What's WRD? They got about, let's see, they got 106.3 in Greenville. Oh, boy. One down at Clemson, one at Anderson. That's just their FM stations. Robert Martin worked for them, for WRD, and engineering, and they did kind of keep him kind of busy, but this sudden sickness he got, though, it really caught me and my group over here, where I live, off guard, too, because he helped us out a lot over here, too, at times.